Yes, it does.
At that time. And then, of course, Van took up the Frank Lloyd Wright. He wanted the Frank Lloyd Wright building, so he began being very vocal about that. He was in our church at that time, too, and was quite liberal in a lot of his thinking, which was a little hard for my husband to go along with, but I don't know if they ever had words about it, I think, except the suitcase episode, I remember that. Mm-hmm. And Connie wasn't for Joe McCarty, but he didn't think that it was anything to take to a scientific meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And represent Wisconsin, they were his kids, and he didn't like that. And he probably was out of line saying anything. I'm sure in today's world you have to let that go. But I think he was that way with our children too. He told his daughter one time he didn't ever want to see her in blue jeans on the campus. Hmm. So she never did. And I said to him one time, why do you have, well, he said, blue jeans were things you had on the farm, you took off and hung in the back porch, you know, to put on your decent clothes. And I remember he was telling our son one time, I had to change my clothes 5 or 6 times a day on the farm. We wanted Bob to take off his best pants before he played baseball or something. So, you see, his heritage was part of it. And they didn't have a lot of money to begin with, I suppose. And you took care of your good clothes. But Peg never, the other girls were wearing blue jeans and she wore those awful Bobby Sox things and white Oxfords, you know, and then her legs bare in the winter time. And she said to me one time, if I get pneumonia, it'll be Daddy's fault because all the other girls have jeans on. So, and he didn't like Carl Link wearing shorts to the lab either.
Yes, I can imagine that would have been hard to do.
Yeah, you know, it was, of course they were brand new, men didn't wear shorts, you know, except on that tennis court or something. But his idea was to look nice always, I think. And that isn't so necessary today, especially in laboratories, that's kind of frowned on.
Mm. I don't suppose he said much about the Enzyme Institute. I know you told me about the meeting with Rockefeller and Link's being there, but were you aware of what happened when David Green came? Or I think he wasn't really connected with it, except that he helped it a great deal.
Well, he hired David, I think. I mean, was
Potter.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how well David was liked ever. He was a strange person. And some of that's happened, I guess, since Connie went up to the top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know so much about it. But actually, the Enzyme Institute was exciting to us because it was the first, you know, in the world. So we thought it was great. And I guess the work they've done here has been good. And I don't know, David apparently is retired now. I met her someplace just lately and asked her. And they both seem so old to me, I can't believe it. I know I'm getting old, but I don't expect other people to.
Well, it's a comfort that they do, isn't it?
Yeah. I've just been to my 60th high school reunion and my 78th birthday, so I can't play young very much longer.
Oh, well, you still have quite a ways to go then.
Dear me. And you know, everybody there was just fine. There were 55 of us, and I didn't see a single cane, and I only saw 2 hearing aids. And they were all just great, the people that came back. We had such a good time. It was in Illinois.
That's grand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about, we're pretty close to the end of the tape.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I had to ask you, so that's nice. It just fills up
I think the laboratory over there is very much the same from, I hear Bob talking now, some, in that, you know, the labs are very close. The people work together. Mm-hmm. They get very close. They have parties and they have good times together. And so It hasn't changed that much, I guess.
Are you going to the biochemistry meetings?
You mean these ones that are coming in August?
Hmm.
I'd like to, but I... And they've sent me all the literature on it, and I think I should go, but, you know, it takes me away from the cottage. And some of it is the time of the music festival up north, which I work with. And I can't very well walk on that. So, and my children from Minneapolis come in August, and I just doubt if I'll get down, maybe to one. I must get that literature out and read it again, because I think it's around the 19th.
I think it's the 24th and 5th.
Well,
it's
that's
Friday and
closer
Saturday.
To the time when I could come. So, and some of it, you know, they established a professorship in Connie's name. And they, and then there's a, Wharf established an honor they give once a year to the man who's an outstanding in his field and in public service in the biochemistry and nutrition. And I went down to that once or twice, but I don't do that anymore.
You mean for somebody here at the university, or is it a national?
No, it's a national. And some of the kind of students have won it, which shows how good they are.
Yeah.
Fred Stair and Glenn King, his good friend, and Lee Kine. And some of the girls, too. I've had letters from them. They're all excited by it when it happens. They think it's a big honor. And to me, it's a thrill because we used to go down and see these other honors named after, like Meade Johnson, who did and the Osborne Mendel Award. So it's fun to see something named after him. It's almost embarrassing. Elvium is such a hard name that people seem to get it once they understand it.
I came across some correspondence to him when he was president with the wildest spellings of his name.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes.
And I give it on the telephone now. I did this just today. And the girl had absolutely no idea how to spell it. And I said, have you ever heard of the Elvium? I've never said that before. Oh, is it spelled like that?
Oh.
And she knew that.
Well, that's nice.
So that was good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of things around here I should find for you sometime. But
well,
you have so much material now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.